From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Nevada is going to play a new role in the presidential election this cycle because it moved its Democratic caucus to January 19th. That's just 5 days after the Iowa caucuses. Tomorrow, Democrats will be holding their second candidate forum in Nevada in a month. The place is Las Vegas, the subject is health care, and one of the sponsors is the Mammoth Service Employees International Union. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that the SEIU hopes to have a big impact on the selection of the next Democrat to try for the White House.
Nurse Shauna Hamill heads down a corridor at St. Rose Dominican Hospital in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson. She's armed with a tray of cookies and a stack of surveys for the workers there.
That's a great job.
Yes.
Ordinarily, she works in intensive care, but now she's part of a project to totally overhaul the way patients are treated at St. Rose.
Do you know how the Pneumovax vaccine affects patient outcomes?
Not really.
Hamill's a member of the Service Employees International Union, and it's a sign of the union's clout that nurses are spearheading the hospital's restructuring. It's an opportunity they won when they negotiated their latest contract. The union's strength here is one reason why the service employees pick Las Vegas as the site for tomorrow's forum on health care, says Jane McAlevey, the executive director of SEIU Nevada.
8 out of 10 nurses in all of Southern Nevada are part of our union. There's no place quite like that in America for us.
There's no place quite like this in America, period. Thousands of people move to the Las Vegas area every month, and it now accounts for more than 2/3 of the state's population. Over the years, Las Vegas has morphed into a city that gives Democrats hope for success in what's been mostly a Republican state, which explains Nevada's sudden prominent place in the election calendar, says political analyst John Ralston.
Almost a quarter of the population here now is Hispanic. I think that was attractive. Plus, there's this anomaly in a right-to-work state that we have this huge union presence. That, I think, was very, very appealing to the Democrats. You get all of this in one place in Las Vegas.
When it comes to issues, the war in Iraq looms as large in Nevada as anywhere else in the country, says Ralston. But there are some topics the candidates will now have to take on that are just pure Vegas.
Growth issues, which are huge here, water issues people like to talk about, and of course, there are issues having to do with the gaming industry, known as gambling everywhere else except here, that I think the candidates will have to pay attention to that they certainly wouldn't have to in Iowa and New Hampshire.
They will also have to pay attention to the issues that affect service workers, in particular, the 60,000 members of Culinary Workers Local 226, the fastest-growing union in Nevada.
We represent cocktail waitresses, bartenders, porters, maids, cooks, the whole spectrum of workers.
Said Pilar Weiss, the local's political director, as volunteers hit the phones to get their fellow union members out for a rally tonight.
It's right at the union hall, and you're welcome to take your family if you like.
Tonight, the members of Local 226 will get an update on their contract negotiations with the hotels on the Las Vegas Strip. They'll also get some moral support from Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Chris Dodd, and Bill Richardson, who are getting to Las Vegas early enough to woo two unions on one campaign stop. Culinary workers won't make an endorsement till later this year, but whatever they decide, Pilar Weiss has no doubt the union support will be pivotal.
Caucuses are our unique system. It's not an election, and, you know, our people know how to organize, and they're going to be excited to take their organizing skills to the presidential caucus.
And who knows, if they get lucky and back a winner, they could wind up with a friend in the White House. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas.